that we always do, and we're the people who correctly claim that Texas history begins in El Paso. You know, that's a cool thing.
Yes, it is.
And we're on where else? On the internet, whatever?
You can go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeart link where you can catch up with us and download the link and listen to us anywhere in the world, including in the spaceship. We got to get that up to the spaceship. That's all
that's
I can
okay.
say.
We could do that.
Send a note to him.
Send an El Paso one up there,
well,
maybe.
I think my daughter's friend is an astronaut, so I'm going to have to talk to him.
Talk to those people. All right, so you got trivia going on today?
Yes, I do. We have trivia going on, and it's a $20 gift coupon for Pepe's in Canutillo, and a $20 coupon for Mission Del Rey Southwest for the first correct answers. They got their choice, and then we'll have a second question also where that person gets the leftovers. But then you also...
No! No. Sometimes the second prize is the better one.
I know. Sometimes it gets interesting. So, and then the second hour we'll be doing the same thing, and it'll be a $20 food coupon to Amigos.
Amigos is great.
Yes, and then also, again, $20 coupon to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Amigos, by the way, they have meeting rooms. Think about that. If you have a big party, small party, some kind of party, you want a private party, call them up down there. They're pretty good about that. You got the history moment happening?
Yes, I do. And it's interesting because it's about Pancho Villa and his favorite sodas. And a little bit of intrigue like Casablanca.
And we should just warn people, second hour, we're going to have a crowd in here that deals with Pancho Villa's stash house.
Yes.
And there was some stash in there.
I looked that up. That's a lot of money.
Turning into a museum and a restaurant, apparently. We'll hear about that second hour. But first hour, what do you tell you about some things that are kind of interesting going on here for sure? The El Paso County Historical Commission has a program to honor El Paso businesses that have been around at least 50 years. So we're going to hear about two of those awardees and the Texas Treasure Business Awards. And El Paso has some of the oldest family-owned businesses in the state. We have the Dominguez and Son Cabinets, Saul Dominguez Sr. and Jr. You guys are here. Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong crowd. You guys are here in the back. We'll get to you guys in a second. That's my bad there. What we have here. In fact, Ralph Roman.
We have five
explain
people
to us,
in
Ralph,
here.
What I've got here. You got the other guys first.
Yeah, we do, Jackson. Thank you for having us, Melissa, as well. You know, we're trying to get El Paso on the map. And what exists in Texas is the Texas Business Award.
Just talk straight into that thing.
That we can present to... It highlights and pays tribute to establishments that have been in business for over 50 years in the state. And here in the county, we're looking for those businesses that we can go out there and give this award to.
So we have two groups in here. I named the first one incorrectly. Why don't you name the current group, who they are?
The current group is Southwestern Mill, Inc., and they've been in business for close to 100 years. We have with us Sean Sterling and Rod Sterling.
Okay, you get
good morning,
the joke. Guys. We'll get the joke out of the way, Rod, and that's enough of that. But you guys have been, your family's been in business a long time.
Yeah, for 100 years now.
And so where are you in business in El Paso?
We are at 310 North Dallas Street, and we are a fourth generation company now.
We're going to do some advertising. What do you sell?
We sell janitorial, and we're a paper distribution company.
That'll be $30.
Okay.
No.
How about some free sanitizer?
Hey, that's just it. You throw some toilet paper at us, we'll have a party with your toilet. But that's it. You're selling commodities everybody needs, right?
Yes, we do sell all types of products that you would need to clean your facilities, keep them clean and running good.
Do you sell to the hospitals and such?
We do a lot of school business, food processing plants.
So a lot of disinfectants right now are coming
up. Yes, especially with the coronavirus, which we actually have some products that actually kill the coronavirus.
Really?
Yes, we do. So we're actually gearing up, getting ready to start marketing those as the scare gets more and more.
Let's burn up your phone. What's your phone number?
The business phone number is 915-532-4693. So in the next couple of days, we're going to be training our employees on how to respond to the coronavirus.
And do you sell those masks?
We do. Actually, they are completely, they're getting sold out everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. But, I mean, you do stock them sometimes?
We do. We actually recommend going to a respirator after the paper disposable are gone.
Yeah, this is your avenue to talk into this place. But so you have those kind of things now. And what other range? You just paper products or what else you sell?
We sell janitorial. We sell all kinds of chemicals. We sell packaging supplies. We have one-day delivery service. If you call in, like today, you get it tomorrow morning, so, and that's free of charge.
Mops and brooms and floor scrubbers
with
and
buckets,
waxes.
We carry the big machines. We got it from top to bottom.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about businesses that are being honored because of the longevity, basically. Ralph, tell us about Ralph Romanier Historical Commission.
Correct. Again, it's it pays tribute to those existing businesses. There's a few rules that we do have to abide to. One of them is a 50-year minimum.
That's a minimum.
It's
okay.
A minimum of 50 years. So it has to be a minimum of 50 years. They have to be local. They have to be independent. They have to be positive contributors to the economy. So we can't do nonprofit organizations.
Oh, okay.
And those are kind of, you know, the basic elements that revolve around this program.
How did this company get started?
This company was started by my grandfather in 1920. Actually, in 1910, he was the president of Fort Worth Paper, and we actually have checks that were written in 1919 by him that was written to Pollock Paper, in which Fort Worth Paper, I believe, turned into Pollock Paper. So he started up there and then came to El Paso and opened up. We were the second paper company in El Paso behind Graham Paper Company.
Wow.
That's wonderful. That's a perfect example of what we're looking for here in El Paso. This program started in 2005. It's been here for a few years, and unfortunately, here in El Paso, we only had two recipients. Now with Dominguez and Sons, as well as Southwestern Mill, now we have four recipients, and what we're looking for is maybe 12 a year. So that's
so you're asking companies to call you.
We are asking people to get involved.
What's your contact information?
You can contact myself, Ralph Roman, 915-929-7704.
You write that down?
I'm getting it. Repeat that again.
Would you repeat that for the audience in the studio
929-7704. Okay.
That's my personal phone number. We are volunteers. We are volunteer commissioners with the Historical Commission here in El Paso.
And just to put a note on that, the El Paso County Historical Commission is a county function.
It is.
Mandated by the state of Texas.
It truly is.
And so
exactly.
one of the functions that people think about when they think about the markers is use guys, but you have these other programs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We sure do.
I want to go back to proving a business. You know, it's one thing, you know, somebody says that they were there and such. Do you have to also get some things like a ledger pages, newspaper advertisements, board meetings, and all that kind of stuff above.
Exactly, correct.
Yeah.
We gather the information, write a narrative, we collect some of those documents and show it as evidence to showcase the company as well as prove that they have been in business for over 50 years.
Now you guys, you're way more than 50. Is the point?
Yeah, we're 100.
You're at least 100 exactly.
But you only get one award.
Yeah.
Now, do you have awards today to talk about, or are you going to give those out at some other ceremony?
We do. We receive two awards. One comes from the state, and it's as you can see, a Texas Treasure Business Award. It's from the state and the county. What we've done here at the county is presented a plaque as well. So each one of these great businesses is going to get these two awards, a plaque from the county, and the award from the state.
Is this the official awarding right
that
here?
That is the official award.
Studio audience.
Congratulations,
yay,
guys. You guys did a wonderful job.
And there is a picture coming on radio. We do occasionally visualize the radio.
Yes.
Did you get that?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. Okay, and then you have a plaque over here and a business award. And this is an interesting thing here because we need to celebrate our history in El Paso.
Absolutely.
And this is one way of doing it. The El Paso. No, those guys are going to be next hour, half hour. Can't touch the plaque yet.
Not yet.
The Dominguez guys I introduced incorrectly.
Put it back.
They're sitting in the back here waiting to go on. But they're going to get one, too.
That's right.
They sure are.
Okay,
they're going to get two.
Okay. But this is an interesting program of the El Paso County Historical Commission. And there's a number of things the commission does, like I said, markers. And this, I like this one. This is kind of neat because it's personal to the business.
What
do you guys think about this, the current awardees, the Sterlings?
Oh, it's quite an honor to receive something like this from you all. And we want to thank the city of El Paso because we've been privileged to make a living here for 100 years. And the city of El Paso is our home.
Do you have a notation on who is the oldest business active in El Paso?
We I don't have that information.
I'll ask these guys this question. The El Paso Times comes to mind, but you said they have then since been bought out by an outside firm, so they're ineligible.
Correct. It has to be a for-profit, and it can't be a franchise.
Well, you can't say the El Paso Times is a for-profit company anymore.
Well,
no, that's that's
that
by practice.
Cruel.
That's not. Oh, I know.
True, but cruel.
I can say that. You don't say that because I don't care what they think of me.
Yeah, no. We're trying to find companies, Jackson. So please, you know, help us out.
Okay, no. This is a very good program. Let me see that plaque here. This is a killer plaque. Let me see this thing. Now, normally, if we have an author in here with a book, we drop the book on the table to see. No, we're not going to do that.
No, this we is, don't. You know, don't
break.
Drop the plaque.
Oh, March. Oh, this is coming up in County Commissioner's Court on Monday, right?
It's we placed the date of March 1st, 2020. It got awarded a few weeks ago, but as far as the plaque is concerned, we gave it a March 1st date. So.
And so Southwest Mill Distributors, Inc., for being a true partner of El Paso County with their positive contribution to our history, heritage, and economic development for over 50 years.
Exactly.
Way over 50. Take this before I drop it. Guys. That thing is huge. Well, and you, is a space on the wall available somewhere?
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of room for things like this.
Oh, right?
I think they'll make room.
That is fabulous.
It's a great honor.
Right next to the toilet paper and the no, I'm sorry.
You ever thought of bronzing some toilet paper?
there you go. A bronze toilet paper roll. That would be cool.
That would be different, and you could give us an award.
Well, I actually worked for a company like that years ago in Phoenix, Vestal Laboratories, so I know what you guys are doing.
Well, over the years, has your business been about the same, or has it changed? What's different?
Oh, it's changed over the years because when I've been there for 46 years, and over the years, the changes I've seen is when I first came in, we were doing a lot of like cottage cheese containers, milk bottles, egg cartons, and things like that. And
then, you were making them?
No, we're just a distributor for
okay.
it.
Okay.
But we had like prices and people like that that we sold to. Then from there, we became went into the business forms. That's when the computers came into effect, and El Paso National Bank put in the Burroughs machines. My dad did all that. And we were sold all the Snap-a parts for Chevron in the United States at one time.
That's a lot of work.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And then from there, we went into the corrugated business. That was one of our main focuses. We had Tony Lama boots. We did every single printed boot box they did for years. We sold Tony Lama for probably 65 years. And then from there, we kind of got out of the corrugated business, and now we're in the Jan San, the trash can liners, paper towels, toilet tissue, cleaning supplies, and things like that. So over the years, it's kind of been diversified.
Well, this is an opportunity to tell people in El Paso the history of some things that have gone on they may not know about. Thank you for the El Paso County Historical Commission for doing this. And we're going to take a break here and do some trivia.
Yes.
We may or may not have it accurately stated.
I got it in there.
But if it's not right, I'm sure you guys will tell us. And in the meantime, thank you guys for doing what you're doing and just keep doing it. Fair enough. And just put a plaque on the wall. That'd be cool.
And again, congratulations to you guys.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
It's Southwestern Mill Distributors, Inc. Phone number one more time.
915-532-4693.
Another $30 right there. No, I'm just kidding. You don't owe us any money.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit.
Yeah, we're talking about nonprofits. Oh, anyway, volunteer Melissa.
Yes, volunteer.
What do you have in the way of trivia?
Well, today our trivia we have, first question is, to qualify for a Texas Business Award, how long must they have contributed to the state's economy or the city's economy?
You're making it so easy for people.
Well, yes, I know.
Are we trying to give away
Bernie
prizes?
Bernie made these. Bernie's made the trivia today.
Well, don't blame Bernie for everything.
I know.
You're making them easy so they can get the prizes.
That's right.
You got another question there?
Okay. What is some acceptable proof of the business founding date? And I kind of went through those, and it's ledger pages, newspaper advertisements, board meeting minutes, or all the above.
Oh, is this a hard question?
That's a hard one.
I can't believe you're giving this stuff away. And the prize is this out. Oh, boy.
The $20 at Pepe's.
And Mission Del Rey.
Yes.
I got to get out there because they're revamping that whole place. They doubled the size. They're making it bigger.
I got to go see where
it was pretty
at.
Cool to begin with.
Yeah.
And then they punched out the wall, apparently, and claimed the next space.
Kicked everybody out.
You know what he said they're going to do? They're going to offer, I can't believe he does. I wanted to see this. They're going to offer panning for gold for children out there. I'm thinking, really?
It's Knott's Berry Farm.
How are you going to do that? I said, if it won't bend you out of shape, throw a roller coaster. Yeah. I don't know. You're not going to do that. It's interior space. But anyway, Mission Del Rey is our other coupon of the hour. So
that's right.
If the audience out there can stand this and wants to get involved and maybe win a prize, they have to do something.
They have to give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
The game of football is about pain. Ever since I was 5 years old, it's been all about football. It's been about running, jumping, blocking, tackling. I stopped playing at 31.
You're listening to Michael Robinson, retired pro fullback.
I thought that foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad that those arch supports are in my shoes. I have terrible foot issues that prevented me from really having a normal life with my kids. With the Good Feet arch supports, man, I'm always ready. My kids actually got to enjoy me in the yard more, racing each other, backpedaling, teaching them some things, being a dad. If I had known about the Good Feet arch support earlier, I would have more than one championship. I would have two championship rings.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
In El Paso on Airway and Viscount and at goodfeet.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in the El Paso area?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you.
We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team.
You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Paul.
And JD.
Stars of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My brother and I are looking for a handful of people in the El Paso area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money.
This is a perfect market for our systems, and next week we're holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started flipping homes and how to start building long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Paul and JD's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of the Brothers Money for Deals Guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
It's the biggest day of the presidential race so far. With 14 states and over 1,300 delegates at stake, will a crowded Democratic field finally narrow? MSNBC will bring clarity to the results of Super Tuesday with Brian Williams, Rachel Maddow, and team breaking down the results. Steve Kornacki at the big board making sense of the numbers, and our NBC News road warriors on the ground with the campaigns and the voters. Super Tuesday, all-day coverage Tuesday on MSNBC.
April is Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. Help an abused or neglected child today by becoming a court-appointed special advocate. The next CASA volunteer training class starts soon, and all we're missing is you. Call 225-5214 or visit CASAElPaso.org by May 3rd to be part of their next class.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
There is a lot going on in this place. We're going to get it on the radio eventually here. Number of things to tell you about going on, actually. The Facebook page we have at El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. Take a look at that. Also, the YouTube channel is active, youtube.com/El Paso History TV. We got a bunch of things. bunch of segments on there from a previous set of things that we have done for ABC7. And that Six Guns and Shady Bernie guy we talked about, yes. Bernie Sargent, is the reporter that we put on there for the El Paso History TV. We could call it El Paso History TV on ABC7. You'll see some coming up in April. Got a bunch more coming up. Got some subscribers recently. Gabriel Kennedy has subscribed to us on YouTube, which means that when we pop up a new one, you get a notice about it. A couple of things just to let you know. The Celebration of Our Mountains has got all kinds of stuff going on. They're also celebrating our history. They're going to be on March 7th at the El Paso Water Laboratory, 1 p.m. Go to their website. Just search Celebration of Our Mountains and take a look at that. Okay, what do you got?
Well, I've got the Trinity Bomb Sites. Got their 75th anniversary coming up, and that's going to be July 16th of this year. And it's a great site. If you've not been there, you need to go up there and see where the actual first atomic bomb really went off and how it affected both El Paso, Las Cruces, and the surrounding areas. It was seen quite well. And they do this twice a year. They open up the site. You can't get up there any other time of the year. But this is going to be a special day. I mean, I'm even thinking about trying to go back up there. But the New Mexico Museum of Space History has a special trip going on out there. And so if you go up to their website or you call them at 877-333-6589, you can find out all about it. But they have guests in a bus that takes you out there from Alamogordo, and it's fantastic.
You ready for trivia?
I'm triviaized.
Joseph, you ready for trivia? Hello, Joseph.
Obviously not.
Where's Joseph?
There he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah,
hi,
talk
Joseph.
To Melissa.
Hi, Joseph.
Hi.
Okay, which question did you have the answer to? Was it the first one or the second one?
I'll take your first home run question.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I love your show, by the way. This is like the best show in El Paso on the radio for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. We appreciate your listeners. Okay, so to qualify for Texas Business Award, how long must they have contributed to the state's or the city's economy?
In 50 years, which I need to Google how many other businesses are there so I could support them and continue. Everyone else should also.
There you go. Home base, huh? Well, this is really great. Okay, so super. You got the question correct. And so, yay! So what did you want as your... Yeah, there we go. See, we got the crowd in here. They're all cheering for you. So what certificate did you want? The Pepe's or the Mission Del Rey Southwest? They're both $20 each.
I'll do Pepe's, please.
Okay.
I'm always going to go...
Everybody likes Pepe's.
Pepe's is good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's historic food, too. The recipes.
Not the
food. The recipes are historic.
That's important when you're hungry.
Oh, absolutely. Fair enough. All right.
Well, that's cool. But you like supporting the businesses, and that's really great. So I appreciate your calling in.
Anything else on your mind this morning?
Nothing. Just having a beautiful day, and I want to create more artwork here in El Paso, so hopefully to do some more murals and art here in El Paso.
Oh,
even better.
I know who
very
you
good.
Are. Now I know
historic
who you are.
Art.
Yes.
Historic art.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for playing. Shelley will tell you how to pick up the coupon. Fair. And there's no second caller, so we're going to go to Mission Del Rey.
That's right. We're going shopping.
Shall we do that?
We can
fair
do
enough.
That.
All right. We're going to take one more break and come back with the next set of people who are involved in historic El Paso businesses. And Shelley, somewhere in here, you're going to get some people knocking on the door. For the next hour, we got the crowd coming in with the Pancho Villa Stash House. Oh, my goodness.
It's
what a crew that's going to
be. We'll be back down there for that tonight, too.
Oh, so you're going to do Las Cruces and then zip back down?
Yes, yes. We're going to go see Pancho. Pershing is on his way from Las Cruces.
But that's right, that Pershing. You know how
Pershing
to get a hold
will be
of
there,
Pershing.
Yes.
Interesting guy, that Pershing guy. All right, fair enough. Should we take a break and do this again?
We shall do it again.
Call us anyway if you want.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Priority is serving my community and fighting for youth with integrity. I am Blanca Ortiz Stroud, and I'm running for U.S. Congress District 16. I will fight for the Constitution, border security, a strong military, and to help veterans. I support law enforcement and legal immigration. The lives of innocents, education, the economy, and taxes are priority that we must defend. Vote for me, Blanca Ortiz Stroud, your Republican candidate for District 16. Learn more at fightwithintegrity.com. I am Blanca Ortiz Stroud, and I approve this message.
Successful companies know that in order to grow faster, you must have the right tools. Whether you're doing a million, 10 million, or hundreds of millions in revenue, NetSuite by Oracle gives you the tools you need to accelerate your growth. With NetSuite, you get a full picture of your business: finance, inventory, HR, customers, and more. It's everything you need to grow, all in one place, right from your phone or computer. NetSuite will give you the visibility and control you need to make the right decisions and grow with confidence. That's why NetSuite customers grow faster than the S&P 500. NetSuite is the world's number one cloud business system, trusted by more than 19,000 companies. It's the last system you'll ever need. NetSuite. Business grows here. Schedule your free product tour right now and receive your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/smart. That's netsuite.com/smart. netsuite.com/smart.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I heard my name called. I better talk on this thing here. You know, we got history lessons coming here.
Yes,
pretty
we do.
Quick here. Harvey Girls of El Paso, they're coming up in March. March actually starts at midnight.
Yes.
Normally in a non-leap year, it would be already March, but
it
ain't got there yet.
It's like a happy birthday to friend Jerry Gillum, who is
4 years old.
18 years now, I think.
He's only 12. But anyway, Monday, March the 9th, 2020, passenger station down there, the Harvey Girls are going to meet 2 o'clock. The program is Fred Harvey's Detours, a major attraction. And if you don't know who Fred Harvey was, you should check this out. It was a major function of the railroads to feed people, right?
Right.
Well, they didn't have their own food. They had junk.
Oh, I know.
So Harvey figured,
box lunch.
Well, he figured it out to put restaurants all down the railroad lines. And he made a fortune. The railroad people were happy, and life went on. They explain a bunch of this stuff down there on Monday, the March the 9th at 2 o'clock at the Union Passenger Station, 915-591-2326. Also, the Southwest Chapter Railroad Locomotive Historical Society meeting Wednesday, March the 11th, coming up on Serapi Restaurant. That would be a dinner meeting, 5:30, bring some money. They're going to do eyewitness accounts of Pancho Villa's raid on Columbus, presented by Patricia Kidney. Was she there?
Yes, she was.
I'll be darned.
I'm sure
and
she was.
Same number, 591.
Bueller, whatever personality she has.
591-2326. And also, the Cable Gata is next Saturday. That's where they all ride up from Paloma.
I think they canceled that.
Why? Oh, because of
they're
going to be horse
health
viruses?
Issues, yeah, and such. I'm not. Don't hold me to that.
Columbus,
but that's
people,
what I
if you cancel that, call us.
Yeah, let us know, because okay. I heard about that it would have been canceled this year.
What do you got?
Okay, what I've got is Daughters of the Republic of Texas is having their meeting on March 13th at Como's Restaurant at 4030 North Mesa at 11 a.m. And the program will be Texas History Month Celebration, presented by Betty Phillips. And if you're interested in attending, please call at 760-5775 to set your reservation. And then the El Paso Corral, the Westerners, is also meeting this month on the 20th. And they're going to be at the usual place, the Holiday Inn at El Paso, at Sunland Park at I-10. And the program will be The Last Ride of Pat Garrett, presented by Dale Owen. And that ought to be an interesting program. Dinner and program is only $20, but you must RSVP by March 16th to 759-9538.
Is that enough numbers?
Yeah, I know. I got enough numbers. I had just went blank. Ghost tours will be held at Concordia Cemetery on the 7th, the 13th, and the 21st. Cost is only $15, and information can be found at concordiacemetery.org. And bring a flashlight, and this helps. Part of this funding goes to help support Concordia Heritage Association.
They should do that. All right, we've got some more people in here. Ralph is still here. Ralph Roman.
I'm still here. Getting rid of him yet.
I see you sitting there, but this is the El Paso County Historical Commission.
Thank you.
Doing another award with another business.
We are.
And you have another plaque and another thing up here.
Absolutely.
What do you got now? I'll let you introduce them. I blew it the first time.
Well, we have Saul Dominguez Jr. and Saul Dominguez Sr. They're here from Dominguez and Sons Custom Cabinet Shop, a local cabinet shop here in El Paso. And I guess I'll turn it over to them so they can tell us what they do.
What do you guys do?
Well, we supply kitchens for a lot of families for over 54 years.
Oh, you do kitchen cabinets?
Yes, vanity bookcases, wet bars, dry bars, IT centers, things like that.
And the whole idea here is that we're honoring businesses that have been around at least 50 years. So you're 54, is that what I heard?
Well, the chapter B started probably in 1961, but it was with another name.
I can't do the math. That's a long time ago.
But when I started working for my father, it was 1966.
So what do you think about being in business that long in El Paso?
Oh, it's been rewarding. It's up and down a little bit, but most of the time it's been good. We meet a lot of good people, and we just try to do the best we can for everybody.
Saul Jr., what do you think of what you got into? You're going to have to find a place for a plaque on the wall, dude.
Oh, man, it's been an incredible journey. You know, I'm very proud of my grandfather, my father, what they've done for so many years, and you know, to follow your footsteps, you know, I take a lot of pride on what we do. And like my father said, we meet a lot of incredible people along the way. We made so many good friends with a lot of people.
You met this Ralph guy.
And then this is the way we met Ralph. Thank you, Ralph.
Did you put in his cabinets?
We did, actually. We did a refinish in his kitchen because
that's
what
it's our job here.
We gave him, you know.
Okay.
But it's incredible. I mean, I'm very thankful, you know, for El Paso, you know, to work here, to live here in the city of El Paso, and to work for the people from El Paso. Along the way, like I said, we've met so many incredible people. We made so many good friends, established a lot of, you know, friendships, you know, along the way. And it's been amazing. It's been amazing.
What do you think of El Paso history now that you're part of it and
you know what?
It's
something that, you know, it's an honor. And thank you guys for having us here as well.
Sure.
It's an honor, you know, and like I said, I take a lot of pride in what I do, and you know, I admire my dad, and it's been a privilege.
Dad, did you grow up here? In the valley here?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What do you think of the history we have here?
It's amazing. I mean, it's a lot of history, man.
What school did you go to?
Isleta.
Okay. Well, in Isleta, you got a full dose of the Tigua Indians as history. Well, that's a good thing because, frankly, the Tiguas are a major part of our history.
They sure
really are.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what do you think of the history here, either one of you?
Well, I'm also proud of the history of El Paso. We live here for all our lives, and we've been so happy meeting so many people, doing so many things. I'm also very proud of my son. He's a professional guy. He's really, really good in what he does. And also, we have a grandson also. He's also four generations.
Oh, so you got another one going to do this.
Yes. My son is working for us, too.
Well, that turns out pretty good when you can continue a family business and the tradition, say, oh, yeah, I knew you. No, that was my father, you know, that kind of thing. So who started the business?
My dad, my father.
What did he do? Say, hey, I'm going to fix something, and did it and started?
I don't even know. Way on those days, he was working for Mr. Mayfield, which was a big developer, landowner.
Ellis Mayfield?
Yes. And once he had the idea of starting making kitchen cabinets or midwork, he went on his own, and Mr. Mayfield gave him a great recommendation that he was a really good worker, a very professional worker, and he started his business.
Do you do a lot of new construction?
We used to, not anymore. We usually have remodels and commercial.
So you're busy enough with fixing old stuff.
Well, yes, we downsize a little bit to go into remodels. Oh. I don't need that much people, you know, to do them. So we've been very lucky with remodels. That's all we do.
When you grew up in El Paso as well, both.
Yes,
of
sir.
Did you generally speaking, in the public schools in El Paso, we are not taught our history. And so you too being from Isleta, you probably know a little more about the Mission Trail than most people. But do you know about the churches that are on that trail?
A little bit. Actually, I'm coming from Juarez. I came to the States in 1960. I was 20 years old.
You got a famous church in Juarez, too.
Oh, Guadalupe. Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I just happened to get in some footage this week of drone footage of downtown Juarez looking at that mission. It's amazing how tiny that mission is compared to everything else. And you look at the old pictures of it just sitting there by itself.
Yes.
It was huge. And that was just a tiny thing. So we're doing a video on that coming up. Have you been in that mission?
I have. Plenty, a bunch of times, yes.
What do you think of that history and that mission?
It's great.
Did you notice the bullet holes in that place?
I don't think so.
There are bullet holes. No, they didn't fix them. In the Mexican Revolution, some people shot the place up. And they didn't fix them. They keep them as historic, which is an interesting twist. And I'm just curious about that. So I wouldn't expect you to know a lot of El Paso, but you...
Well, no, we do. Mount Carmel is close by. It's a very old mission. San Elizario mm-hmm. Mission is great, too.
Well, see, that's the thing I was going to ask you. The San Elizario is actually a Presidio Chapel. Do you remember the shape of that building?
A little bit, yes.
It's square, kind of rectangular.
Yes.
And the shape of the other three buildings we're talking about, Guadalupe, Isleta, Socorro, those are all in the shape of a cross. Did you notice that distinction? Take a look at it. If you walk into one of those, and it's a big difference because when the Spanish created the missions for the Indians, they had the Indians build the churches in the shape of a cross. They were those Indians to get it. Like, okay, I see what this is, and that was that. But the one that was in San Elizario is a chapel for the soldiers. They just made a box.
Oh, okay.
But it's a great box. I mean, when you look at it that way. Ralph, what are your thoughts on some of this stuff?
Well, I think, you know, what Mr. Dominguez said is what we're trying to do here with this award, the Texas Treasures Award, where we do honor those businesses that have been, they're part of our history. They've been here for many years and weathering all the storms, economic downturns. So being part of our history, it's our obligation to go out there and award, give them such these awards that we have today.
Is it that time?
Well, I don't know about that time. But
no, I mean, you're going to give them their awards.
Well, we can do it a little bit later. I think they're still talking about their cabinet shop.
Well, how have cabinets changed?
Oh,
are they the same?
When they started there, they've been there for 33 years. I mean, it's there's been a big change, a major change. It's more detailed now. There's so many new things out there now that they're, they're coming up with hardware, different styles sizes, different sizes of cabinets, shapes. I mean, you name it, colors, especially the colors. It's now two-tone kitchens, different heights, angles, and we're custom, so we're not afraid, you know, to take any task, any challenge.
Oh, so you'll make stuff out of thin air.
We do everything.
That's why they're custom.
There's not a we're no like factory, what people call factory. We're custom.
Okay, what's your phone number? People need to find you.
Well, it's 915-859-4486.
Say that again slowly.
859-4486.
See, our partner over here.
Yeah, it'll be up on Facebook, you need more business.
Putting that on Facebook.
Which is always good.
Oh, thank you.
Well, no, I mean, that's just it. If you have a quality product, and now you owe me $30. No, I'm just kidding.
35, because he does custom.
35, there's two of them. But no, it's a quality product, I mean, that's a good thing, and that's probably why you're still around.
Yeah, you know what, the reputation, I mean, a lot of, what do you call it, like word of mouth. We get a lot of jobs like that, people that are happy with a final product, and they recommend us. And then it's a lot of responsibility, to have the years that we have with our business. It's a lot of responsibility.
What do you call those things when you push it and it just closes by itself?
They're the soft close mechanism.
Soft close.
The soft close. That's the new thing right now. The new trend.
that everybody's going for, the soft close mechanism on the cabinets.
And also you do drawers, I'm sure, right?
The drawers, the doors, yes.
And that's really cool when they do that.
I know, it's amazing.
Is it a gravity thing, really? I mean, what is it? It's got to be.
The way they fabricate the hinges, the slides, the mechanism, the way they make them, I mean, it's amazing.
I never thought we'd be talking about this on the History Show, but here we are.
Hey, I'm going to be talking about cabinet doors. Did you hear that, Bernie?
No, he didn't hear you. He's in Las Cruces. He's busy. Well, this is an interesting thing. Ralph, your thoughts on their business and how to get – you want to solicit other people. You want to go ahead and give them that?
Yes, absolutely. Again, we in Texas at 452, we had two, but now we have four. So we're looking for more of those historic businesses that exist. So please give us a call so that we can go out there and talk to you. It's free. It doesn't cost the business anything. We do all the work. You tell us what your business is, does, the history involved, and we'll get all the paperwork done for you.
And they find you by calling?
915-929-7704.
Okay, shall we take a break a little early here and come back and do this award thing?
Absolutely.
Because then we got to get our photographer ready to go. Ready to go?
I'm working on it.
All right, do that. And also, you got Facebook for the other guys almost?
They'll be there soon. It's all good up at one time.
What we do is we output on the pictures on Facebook. It's El Paso History Radio Show. And we also have a YouTube channel where we won't put videos of this up, but we do put other videos up. And that's youtube.com/El Paso History TV. So just so you know all that stuff. All right, in the meantime, we're going to take a break and come back in just a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
I am Dr. Alma Arredondo Lynch. I am a constitutional conservative running in Congressional District 23. I am advocating for the American people. It's time we send a woman to Congress who will stand up for our values and principles. I am the answer to the squad and Nancy Pelosi. We've sent men to Congress only to be disappointed. It's time we send a woman with intestinal fortitude who will represent our values. Pro-God, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-sovereignty, pro-law enforcement, military, and pro-Trump. I am Dr. Alma Arredondo Lynch. I approve this message. Paid political ad by Dr. Alma for Congress.
Attention. If you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time, you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs greenlighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call their hotline number now, 800-840-1229. That's 800-840-1229. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-840-1229. That's 800-840-1229.
Diane had an ankle injury, and her tub and shower was not safe.
It was awkward climbing into the tub. We didn't have any safety handles, so I had to be very careful because my ankle was unstable. Very scary.
She needed a safer shower, so she shopped around and found Dream Style Remodeling.
Dream Style told us they would get it done in one day. She was really not too optimistic about that.
Diane had already done lots of remodeling. She had her doubts. So was it just hot air?
It was the best home remodeling experience I've ever had, and we've been so satisfied. satisfied with them ever since.
And it was, in fact, done in one day.
They did an excellent job. Totally satisfied.
This month only, save 50% off installation of a complete Kohler shower system and get 12 months, no money down, no payments, and no interest. Diane wants to pass the word.
DreamStyle did a terrific job for me. I would strongly recommend DreamStyle Remodeling.
Call now, 915-995-7888. 915-995-7888. 915-995-7888.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on here. Tell you about the Poppy Fest coming up. And we need to tell you now, if you want to be a vendor at the Poppy Fest, you have until tomorrow. They have a Sunday deadline. And that's because the Archaeology Museum is open. They got somebody out there taking your request to be a vendor. And they won't take just anybody. They got food trucks coming. Don't apply. They've already selected the ones they want. But if a vendor, and if you're selling the right kind of stuff, now, if you're a big machine from outside of town, they're probably not going to listen to you. They want local crafts, apparently. Ask them, 212-0421. And when the thing hits the fan, it's going to be March 21st. We've got a group coming in here on March the 14th to help explain a little bit more about that, so we'll tell you more when that time comes. What you got?
Well, I've got the Sunset Film and Society and the International Museum of Art's got their movie today, which is Kate and Leopold. And that will be at 2 p.m., free admission, free parking. It's a great way to go in and see the museum later on, too. And they've got fresh popcorn, beverages, candy, and snacks. It's all available for purchase. So head on out there at 2 p.m. today.
Hey, it's fresh. I hear them popping it down there.
Yes.
Okay, is it time to do this? This is our last segment. We better do this award thing.
I think so.
Picture here. You're right. Okay, Ralph Roman, the man from the Historical Commission. What are we doing here? What do you got?
Thank you, Jackson. We have two awards. One that comes from the state of Texas is the Texas Treasures Business Award. So we'll give this to Saul Dominguez Jr. And then we have our second plaque, which is the county. And it also outlines that you are a positive contributor to our community. With these two awards, Dominguez's son, Custom Cabinets, is now part of El Paso history. So congratulations, guys. You are now part of all our history.
Did you get the picture?
I will get it shortly.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I know you were busy over there. I don't know what you're doing. That is a cool thing to do. Now, we mentioned you do have space on the wall.
Definitely.
Not only space, Jackson, but when I get to visit some of these places, they have so many collectibles. I know that Southwestern Mills still had their original delivery truck from the 1920s. And Saul here was showing me some of their collectibles.
Probably took non-leaded gas, too. Now, what do you got? You guys have a stash of interesting things at your place?
I like to collect antiques. I got into, at a young age, I got into restoring old cars. And, that's one of my other traits that I like to restore old cars. So along the way, I buy antiques.
What do you got?
Here and there. I got a 61 Impala, convertible Impala.
Ooh.
Does it work? Does it run?
Oh, yeah.
It's got trophies, too.
Did you turn that into a lowrider?
You know what? Yes, I'm a lowrider.
Let's be honest here. That's the most fun, though, wouldn't it be?
Oh, man, it's amazing. And I started with a lowrider bike that my father helped me to fix up when I was very young. So, in a way, my dad got me into the, working with cars.
Saul, you've been enabling him for years, apparently. get in this.
I'm not a lowrider.
You don't ride in that thing? It could be problematic.
Well, if it got lifts on it, I always want to ask some of the older lowriders I see because they get so low. It's like, how do you get out of the car? We bring it up. I said, I like that.
And you see some extremes on like Facebook and other places where these things are just bouncing all over the place. You don't do that kind of stuff.
No, I just lower it, just ride low or raise it up and take off, but no hopping.
What is the sense of doing that? What is the history that makes you think that's a good idea?
You know, it's just like being Hispanic, you know, it's.
Are you going to blame it on that? Well, oh my God!
It's something special. I feel like showing off.
You know, it's something with the style. You know, being Hispanic, that's the style. You know, you take out your car, you cruise. You know, you ride low, and I mean, it's a good feeling.
Now, when you hit the front and the front goes up, you can't see where you're going.
No, you could only see the guy like almost getting on top on the behind you, you know, coming on top of you.
So I mean, there's a downside to that hobby of yours.
But I mean, people respect, you know. I mean, they let you cruise and they don't get in your way.
Oh, it is neat. I've been to some of the shows where the cars are just sitting there, but to see them flipping around like that, I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. There was a did you see the movie that was made here, The Latin Kings of Comedy, 2001. It was the
George Lopez Rodriguez.
Were you in that?
My friend, that was his 58 Impala convertible that came out in that show.
That's oh, my. They had 100 lowriders coming down I-10. It was my problem to get the police to let them do that. And you don't close a federal highway unless you're TxDOT. Well, I wasn't TxDOT. So what they did, the police said, we can't do that, but watch this. So they blocked the traffic on the on-ramp. So everybody could roll out of the parking lot at one time. Yeah. And then they had a camera in the car, and we had a camera on the mountain. So it actually worked. So your friend was a part of that.
My friend, he's the one that I think it was Paul Rodriguez, came out in his car in his 58 convertible.
Oh, that was something.
The show.
Wow. Well, thank you guys for coming in here. This is an interesting thing to see what you've done and talk a little lowrider history. Dominguez and Sons, the cabinet people, tell us again your phone number. People need to get a hold of you.
Number is 915-859-4486.
I hope you get some business out of this, and then you owe me 30. No, you don't owe me nothing. You guys have done well, and you need to just put the plaque up on the wall and go from there. Ralph, thank you for bringing these guys in here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for shedding some light on the programs that we have here in El Paso, some of these historic events, and then now with the businesses that we're trying to showcase and get out there and put them on the map.
A business wants to get involved, your phone number again?
915-929-7704.
And you're calling Ralph Roman when you do that. Fair enough.
Absolutely.
See y'all next hour. Melissa, we got Pancho Villa Stash House going to hit the fan here.
Stashing stuff
oh,
everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you guys for coming in. See you again. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
Next
thank
hour.
You
come back.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.
You only want to...